You're listening to episode number 1874 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How was the birthday?
Well, when I got home, it was wonderful.
Not a good day at work yesterday?
It was different.
I think it was different. I think everybody that works on their birthday should have kind of a, they should get a pass that day.
Well,
it's bagels in the morning, pizza for lunch. Everybody,
sure.
You know, gathers around a little birthday
cake. Maybe a
cake.
Balloon or something.
Yeah, no candles now, but cake for everybody.
See, I don't list my birthday on Facebook. Uh-huh. I don't list my birthday I don't list my birthday anywhere.
Yeah.
But I've been at work almost a year.
Yeah.
And you'd think somebody would know.
You would think. But they didn't.
Nope.
Wow.
Nobody knew. Which I'm okay with on one hand because I hate the hoopla.
But you missed the cake. Hoopla, no. Cake, yes. I'm there.
So nobody knew. So I got home last night. It was a weird day, but I got home last night and it was wonderful.
Yeah, good. Well, at least it ended well.
My family takes care of me.
Yeah, somebody needs to, because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, some random facts for you. Today, if bees were paid minimum wage, a jar of honey would cost $182,000 in labor alone. Holy crap. Wow.
I bet.
That's how long it takes to make a jar of honey. These little busy bees. That's why they call them busy bees.
Busy bees.
An Indian classical music conductor has the most Grammy nominations without a win at 18. Brian McKnight is second with 17, and Snoop Dogg, third. 16 nominations, no wins.
Huh.
George R.R. Martin, you know, the author of Game of Thrones, wrote all the Game of Thrones books using a computer that's at least 25 years old. Doesn't even have Windows on it.
Wow.
It's just the DOS operating system. Remember DOS? And he uses the 1980s word processing program WordStar. Does anybody remember WordStar?
WordStar.
I remember WordStar.
Do you?
I do. Huh. It was all DOS-based. I actually used it until the 1990s.
And like we said yesterday, he was the first ticket purchaser at the... At Comic-Con.
At Comic-Con when he was 15 in New York. At the first Comic-Con.
The first Comic-Con.
It's all his... Everything is... Wow. Everything's centered around George R.R. Martin.
Well.
The whole world. The universe. Something to that. There are at least twice as many kangaroos in Australia as there are people.
Really?
There are about 50 million kangaroos and 25 million people. So, hey, get off my island is what I would say if I was a kangaroo. There you go. Some random facts for today. All right. It's time for the Who Cares news. What is happening today?
Well, yesterday we told you about a pantless Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made my day.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, it made my day.
Was it my birthday that made your day? Was it pantless Halle Berry?
No, pantless Halle Berry wins every time. Hands down. Wait a minute.
I'm sure your wife understands that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she does.
Well, turnabout is fair play. So.
Turnabout? What?
Today... I'd like to say it was someone like Chris Hemsworth that was, you know, naked. But no. No, Josh Brolin posted himself nude on Instagram.
I mean, other than when he's CGI'd to look like Thanos, he's a good-looking dude. Come on now.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, Josh Brolin, yeah. And he's more closer to your age than Chris Hemsworth, which is probably the problem.
You know? But I wouldn't exactly say, take that, Halle. I mean, it's Halle Berry versus Josh Brolin. I mean, come on. James posted.
Of course, they're both about the same age. Now that I think about it.
Well, he posted a photo of himself lounging nude, with nothing but his cup of coffee against a gorgeously lit sky.
I'm sure he's covered. Because he wouldn't.
Maybe
be showing,
with the cup of coffee.
He
I don't
wouldn't
know.
Be showing his Thanos hood.
His Thanos.
He wouldn't be showing his gauntlet or his Infinity Stones. That's the joke.
Oh, there it is.
He wouldn't be showing his Infinity Stones.
There it is. So he captioned it, at the end of the day, a life will be judged by how often you are naked.
Oh, my God.
But nobody told me that they meant metaphorically.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I love that. That's hilarious.
He was photographed by his wife, Catherine.
Yeah.
And while the couple has moved out of Los Angeles in favor of Simi Valley in Atlanta.
So he's in both places. Wow. Simi Valley on the west, Atlanta on the east.
I mean, I've lived in Simi Valley.
Yeah, why would you want to live in Simi Valley? No, it's a lovely town. We have listeners in Simi Valley.
No, it is. Yeah, it was a great place to raise kids and stuff.
Yeah,
but
we have listeners in Atlanta, too.
Well, they got big old rich houses back in Lost Hills and stuff.
I wonder if that's where they live. They probably live out there.
Because he doesn't live where I lived.
What, the trailer park on First Street?
No. Just
behind the
average,
American Tires.
An average house.
On Auto Row. I shouldn't say that. Okay, I'll say that.
You said it. It's out there now.
Yeah, his Infinity Stones. That was the joke. That was the joke, folks. His Infinity Stones.
So they weren't in either place. It turns out they were somewhere in the desert.
Well, they were supposed to be staying at home. Didn't they get the memo?
Maybe they were quarantining alone
Thanos
in the desert.
Took your Infinity Stones and took them to the desert.
Well, Tom Cruise lost his S.
His S? Did he?
Yeah, on the set of Mission Impossible 7 when he...
What happened?
I can't say that I blame him, but he can fly off the handle. I can't because
I think... We've seen him get a little emotional in the past. It's Tom effing Cruise.
Well, he noticed a couple of crew members on set maskless.
Maskless?
And not socially distanced.
Uh-oh.
And someone caught it on tape.
Caught what?
Of course.
The guys in the mask or Tom having a tirade?
Tom's tirade.
Uh-oh.
So he really flips off the handle, yelling at the crew about...
Yeah.
People needing movies to keep their houses or some such, and that if
Wait,
he sees...
People need movies to keep their houses.
Jobs.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. People that work on the crew. And that just sounds weird, you know?
The crew with crews.
People need movies to keep their houses.
The cruise crew?
The cruise crew. Really?
Not Blues Clues.
Do we need movies to keep our houses? I'm just
Jobs.
Curious. I get that. Get that. But then I get it that it was the heat of the moment.
Sure.
And that he doesn't have Infinity Stones.
No. But, no.
Oh, I can't say that out loud. Different franchise.
So he says that if he sees it happen again, they're, quote, effing out of here.
They're effing out of here, man.
But see, I would love to do that to people not wearing a mask or socially not, you know.
Just, yeah, but you're not Tom Cruise.
I'm not.
And nobody's going to record
Nor
you doing it.
Nor is my bank account.
Yeah, right. Nobody's going to record you doing it.
Oh, sure, they will. They'll record it and put it on YouTube.
Who's this crazy-ass woman?
They'll call me a Karen.
They will.
Even
Tom
if I was
Cruise,
on...
Tom Cruise is a Karen. Oh, my God.
But he was doing it for a good cause,
with
I think.
No Infinity Stones. Not, just want to point that out. Tom had no Infinity
Stones.
There you go. All right, back tomorrow with more frivolity. Worked ourselves in enough trouble here. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.